I think so. I think so.
We're live.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, good evening to everyone. And I want to just, again, this is a meeting of the City of University City, City Hall, fifth floor, 6801 Del Mar Boulevard, University City, Missouri, 63130, Monday, October 14, 2024, 6:30 p.m. This is called to order. Ms. Laureed, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Teeman.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Here. Thank you. We move now to approval of the agenda. Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, council members, I would ask that you table item K3 till the next meeting.
Okay. With that change, I would like to get a motion to approve the agenda as stated with that change. Motion by Mr. Teeman, second by Mr. Hales. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Any opposed? No opposed. The ayes have it. We have proclamations today. And that is honoring Bob Gale, Back in the Future franchise and the musical. And again, I do want to say that if you didn't know that Mr. Bob Gale, who graduated U City in 1969, wrote that play based on him looking at his father's yearbook for U City High School yearbook. So again, I didn't know if they knew that, but I'll make it on the record. That's how that was done, and that franchise was started. So, and also celebrate Extra Mile Day. November 1st, 2024 is one of the other proclamations. And last is honoring Arts and Letters Tradition of Literary Excellence Award of Mary Jo Bang. I believe that's the name. Okay, moving on. Approval of minutes, September 23rd, 2024, study session minutes. Can I get a motion to approve that? Mr. Hales, second. Mr. Fuller. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. Again, another minutes, September 23rd, 2024, regular minutes. May I get a motion to approve those? Mr. McMahon is the nominee, and second is Mr. Hales. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. Appointments to boards and commissions. I'm going to move to Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. I'd like to nominate Richard Rutter to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Second, Mr. Hales is the second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Oh, here we go again. Yes, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I'd like to nominate Ted Slajewski to the Solid Waste and Recycling Rate Study Task Force.
May I get a second? Second from Mr. McMahon. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. Okay, Mr. Hales.
I'd like to nominate Siri Moran for appointment to the Solid Waste and Recycling Rate Study Task Force.
May I get a second? Second from Mr. Fuller. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. Mr. Tiemann.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem, I'd like to nominate Connie Mueller and Tim Schmalz to the Green Practices Commission.
Second. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Mayor Pro Tem, just a clarification. That's a reappointment for those guys.
My apologies, a reappointment.
Okay, it's a reappointment. All right, may I get a second? Second, Mr. Hales. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. And I'll go ahead for the mayor and nominate Mr. Phil Easton, correct, for appointment to the Solid Waste and Recycle Rate Study Task Force. May I get a second? Mr. Fuller, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. And then the next mayor appointment is Brandon O'Brien, a nomination for reappointment to the EDRST board. May I get a second? Mr. Hales is the second. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We now move from swearing in and to boards and commission, and we don't have anything listed on the agenda. We now go to citizen participation, which is a total of 15 minutes allowed. Requests to address the council forms are located on the ledge just inside the entrance. Please complete and place the form in the basket at the front of the room. Ms. Lurie, do we have any?
There are none at this time.
Thank you. We move now to are there any council comments at this time? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. Really more of a question. Had this question raised to me by a person who is set to join the Solid Waste Rate Commission Task Force. Do we know when that may begin? Do we know when that will start?
Ms. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, Councilmember Clay, should start within the next 30 days. We're waiting for them to modify their additional report that was presented during the study session to the mayor and council. And so shortly after that, and now that we have enough members to have a quorum, we will put a schedule together.
Okay, we have no public hearing, and we're moving now to the consent agenda. And this is the consent agenda amended, and because item number 3 is now removed. May I get a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion by Mr. Hales, second by Mr. Fuller. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We now move to city manager's report. I turn it over to Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, there are no updates up under the city manager's report tonight.
Okay. We move to item number 2, and that is the CUP. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, council members, this next item up under the city manager's report, item L2, asks that you consider a conditional use permit 24-05 El Petre Restaurant at 7489 Del Mar Boulevard. And I believe we have Dr. Wagner that will present this item. Dr. Wagner?
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, City Council members. This item is CUP 24-05. It is a conditional use permit for a restaurant in the limited commercial district at the what used to be the Jordans, 7489 Del Mar Boulevard. That is the former Jordans Auto Service, northeast corner of Del Mar and Hanley. It's about 2,500 square foot restaurant on a 0.45 acre site. The applicant is Mr. Michael Del Pietro, and he is with us here. Should you have any questions for him? Pretty straightforward, really. Other than that, it meets the parking regulations. Looks like a great proposal, great landscape plan. I thought it was a great application and a great use.
Okay. Are there any questions from the council to Dr. Wagner or to the owner that's here tonight? Looks like no questions. Okay. All right. So this needs approval by the council. May I get a motion to approve the CUP for CUP 24-05? That's Mr. Fuller, second by Mr. Thiemann. Any discussion? No discussion? Voice vote. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. I'm sorry, Mr. Clay, did you have something?
Just hear me say aye.
Okay. Well, then we've approved that, and good luck with the restaurant. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're moving now to unfinished business. And Ms. Lareed, can we get the second reading of Bill 9556?
Bill 9556, an ordinance amending zoning code section 400.2320.A of the University City Municipal Code relating to primary signs by increasing the maximum allowable total gross sign area for businesses or institutions occupying the ground floor based on building frontage for such businesses or institutions with more than 120 feet of building frontage.
Third reading, please.
Bill 9556, an ordinance amending zoning code section 400.2320.A of the University City Municipal Code relating to primary signs by increasing the maximum allowable total gross sign area for businesses or institutions occupying the ground floor based on building frontage for such businesses or institutions with more than 120 feet of building frontage.
May I get a motion to approve? Mr. Hale, second. Mr. Clay, Ms. Reed, would you call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Aye. Okay, we're now moving to Bill 9557. Ms. Reese, a second reading, please.
Bill 9557, an ordinance amending sections 130.480 and 130.485 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system, creditable service, and purchase of creditable service, respectively, by adding provisions allowing certain former city employees who are rehired to purchase creditable service.
Third, please.
Bill 9557, an ordinance amending sections 130.480 and 130.485 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system, creditable service by purchase and purchase of creditable service, respectively, by adding provisions allowing certain former city employees who are rehired to purchase creditable service.
May I get a motion to approve? Mr. McMahon, second. Mr. Hales. All right. Ms. Reese, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Aye. All right. Moving on to new business, we have no resolutions and no new bills. Is there any council member that wants to make a report at this time? Looks like none. Ms. Reese, do we have any citizen participation?
There are none at this time.
Okay. Council comments. We're down to council comments. Anyone? Mr. Fuller.
I want to recognize Eusebian Bloom and yesterday the mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, participated in our second annual park and garden bicycle ride tour of the city. And we had twice the ridership that we had last year. So well done. And I think this is well on its way to becoming an annual event. Just want to say thank you to the committee that was chaired literally by U City in Bloom and Judy Prangy for a good job.
Okay. Any other comments, Mr. Clay?
Oh, I did just want to make folks aware that the City of University City is having a trunk or treat event on Friday, October 25th. I want to say from 5 to 7, but check the website. I believe that's correct. So would love to see folks out who want to provide some options for their youngster or actually children of any age to come out and enjoy the holiday.
All right. Anything else? Nothing else. Is there a closed session, sir? Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem, though, there is no reason for a closed session tonight.
Okay. May I get a motion to adjourn? Mr. Tiemann, second by Mr. Hales. And he raised his hand real quick. So any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. Thank you all and have a good evening. Did I do it, Jeff?